What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Living in Pursuit podcast. It is your girl, Drea K, and we are back. How are you guys doing today? If you're on YouTube, go ahead and subscribe. Go ahead and put a comment below. If you're listening on the audio, go ahead and subscribe. Follow this podcast. Share it with somebody. Leave a review. Leave a rating. Like, do something for your girl, okay? But yeah, I'm so excited to be back with an episode. I hope you guys have been loving these episodes because, look, we've been being transparent. We've been being vulnerable. Like, we have literally been just doing what God has been calling us to do, which this episode is going to cater to that. We're going to speak more about that, but I do just want to be like very honest with y'all, very real with y'all, and just kind of share a little bit of my current experience. Being obedient to God, being obedient to his instruction, it is not easy. Y'all don't know. I come on here, whether I'm showing up on YouTube or podcasting or content creation, whatever God is having me do, I show up, I have a smile on my face, but y'all, sometimes behind the scenes, I'm boohoo crying. I'm like, Lord, what is going on? You know, not feeling the best. And today was one of those days. If you don't follow me on TikTok, I get a lot of my supporters. I get a lot of my traction, my traffic, a lot of followers. TikTok is my most built up platform. I have about almost 14K followers on TikTok, and I'm literally just posting about God and my experiences and things like that, right? But I have been putting out content, putting out videos, and they have been going viral lately. The video that I just put out the other day talking about God giving us the opportunity to pursue our dream. This time of transition, we find ourselves having a lot of idle time. Like, in that idle time, yes, he's calling us to rest, but he's also calling us to pursue. Whatever piece of the vision that God is allowing you to pursue at this time, that's what he's telling us to do, right? So that video literally is like at 70K. And just reading the comments and the responses and just seeing how a lot of people are resonating with that message is just, it's hitting home for me. And I understand and I realize that I am inspiring people. I am encouraging people. Like, I am operating in that gift, right? You know, one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is to encourage. So I'm encouraging people. I'm, you know, inspiring people in all of the things. But literally some days I have to tell myself, encourage yourself. Like, maybe today is a day that you don't have to be on social media. You don't have to create content. Yesterday, I took like a day off from content creation because clearly I'm a content creator now. But yesterday, I just took a day to reflect and really just rest my voice. But in that, I realized some days I just need to encourage myself because there are a lot of things going on behind the scenes. You all see me here, you know, got this makeup on, got my hair done, whatever the case may be, right? But there are things that I'm still going through behind the scenes and trusting God and, well, learning how to trust God, learning how to be obedient, finding joy in the suffering, my God. That has been one of the biggest challenges for me. So, yeah, I just wanted to just let you all know, like, some days I am bubbly. Some days I am just like, I'm like, what up, God? What we doing? You know, what we doing? What's the plan? What you want me to do today? What type of content we're filming today? But other days I'm like, man, I don't want to do this. I don't feel like putting my makeup on. I don't feel like doing my hair. I don't feel like rummaging through my closet, picking out a shirt and getting on this camera and filming content. But I realized when I take my eyes off of the promise, when I take my eyes off of the vision, then that's when the discouragement comes. Literally this morning, I woke up feeling motivated. Literally the enemy was trying to attack me in my dream, trying to attack my mind as soon as I woke up. Like as soon as I woke up, I was just hit with all this negativity, you know, all of these thoughts. Well, you need to be worrying about your bills and how is this going to get paid and how is that going to get paid and this and this and that. Like all of that started hitting me, but I literally had to encourage myself. I didn't have time to go to a video. I didn't have time to reach out to a friend or a family member. I had to encourage myself. And so in that, I prayed. In that, I started speaking positivity over my mind and over my situation. And I have just been in this place of learning how to depend on God each and every single second of the day. Not just the season, not just, you know, a week or a day, but like every single second. So yeah, it's not easy being obedient. It's not easy to get on this podcast when I am feeling away. It's not easy being obedient when circumstances are just not favorable. But I have to remember that everything that I'm doing right now is going to lead me somewhere. It's going to lead me to where I need to be. It's going to work out for my good. Like I'm literally like feeling myself these things like every single day, telling myself this stuff. And I'm learning how to do that. I went and bought me a new journal, and I bought this journal for the purpose of encouraging myself, affirming myself. Usually I would buy a journal just to, you know, jot down what God is speaking to me, or, you know, study like scripture verses more in depth. But this journal specifically, for the season I'm in, I need to learn how to encourage myself. For the season that I'm in, I need to learn how to be more positive to me. I need to learn how to love me correctly. So this journal, I'm literally using it to just write a letter to myself every day. You are beautiful. You are loved. You are going to make it. You are disciplined. You can do what God is calling you to do. I'm writing that stuff every single day. As soon as I wake up in the morning, I will fix my coffee. I'm putting on my prophetic worship music. I'm praying, but I'm also just going to work. Like I'm scribbling all up in that journal, like telling future me, or encouraging future me, right? Being there for myself. And that's something I've never done before. I've never spoken positivity over myself. I've never loved myself in a practical way, right? I would buy myself things. I would treat myself. But I realize when I'm going through something, when I am discouraged, I need some positivity. I need to be reminded of the word. I need some love. And yes, I'm going to God for that, but I'm also like, I am encouraging the scared part of me, the uncertain version of me. Like I'm encouraging the little girl on the inside of me, the little girl that is afraid of the new, that is, you know, just trying to figure it out and trying to navigate through this season of faith and this season of obedience. So yeah, everything, like I am blessed. As you all can see, I'm still in my apartment. Like the lights are still on. Amen. But I realize that just because we are being obedient, just because we are walking by faith and not by sight, does not mean that every day is going to be good. And when those bad days come, you have to learn how to encourage yourself. When nobody's around, when nobody's able to answer the phone calls, no one's able to text you, like you got to encourage yourself and you have to learn how to go to God first. So now that we've gotten that out of the way, today's episode, today's topic is all about you are the gym. God has been showing me along this journey of content creation that the likes, the analytics, all of that is a distraction. Just do what he's calling you to do. If God has you on a similar journey, if you are, you know, pursuing content creation for the first time, like, don't worry about that. Don't worry about everything that doesn't have to do with the message that you are putting out in the world. I have been putting out videos back to back to back, episode back to back to back, right? And I noticed that I am building a library of content. So if somebody finds me tomorrow, or if somebody finds me next week or a year from now, my content will be available for everybody, right? My content will be available for them. And God started showing me that all of these years, I have been wanting to create content. All of these years, I have been wanting to pursue content creation and basically get what is in my mind out into the world, right? I have been wanting to consult people. I've been wanting to give people all of the gems, everything that I've been learning about entrepreneurship, creativity, whatever, right? I have been wanting to do this. I have been looking at other people that are doing it. And before God called me off my job, I was getting discouraged. I was like, man, this is overwhelming. I don't know how I'm going to be able to do this. I'm going to have to set up some time on the weekends. I'm going to have to set up some time after I get off work. I done been at this job all day. I'm drained. I don't even feel like it, right? But now that I'm in the time and God has given me the opportunity to create the content, I realize that's what the opportunity is for. To create the content. He didn't say nothing about the results. He didn't say nothing about analytics. He said, just create the content. And what I realized is that all of the people that I looked up to, all of the people that I were watching, all of the people that I'm inspired by, even to this day, they just started putting out their content. They just built up their library. They just started putting videos out. Literally, there is this girl on Instagram and YouTube that I have just been watching for years. Literally, I saw her go from living in her parents' house to now living in her home with her husband and her new child. Like her first daughter. She literally just had a baby, I want to say a month ago. But I've literally watched her entire journey. And it's so beautiful to see, but it's also a reminder of what discipline and consistency will get you. So I have just been creating my library, even on Instagram. Instagram is one of the hardest platforms to break through. The algorithm, it's just so trash, right? But I have to put myself in the mindset that I'm building something. Going back to the build it episode, right? I'm building my library of content. I'm building resources for people. My library of content is being built for people that will come to me. I am in this phase, like I'm in this like build it phase. I'm in my Noah era. And we all know the story of Noah, how God gave Noah specific instructions on what to build and when to build it. Noah, he ain't asked no questions. He didn't ask, well, how long is this going to take? He didn't have all of these extravagant questions or concerns, right? He literally just built the ark. God told him, a day will come when this ark that you are building is needed. It's going to be needed. People are laughing at you. People are ridiculing you. They are mocking you. But just know, every single day as you build, you are building this for a purpose. You are building something that people are going to need. So as I'm in my Noah phase, I'm looking at the ridicule. I'm looking at the mocking as the enemy literally trying to discourage me. The enemy trying to remind me of my current circumstances. The enemy trying to remind me of the lack, right? The enemy trying to get me to stop walking by faith and start walking by sight, right? Trying to get me to pay attention to every other thing that doesn't have to do with the thing, right? So as I am in, and some of you are in your Noah phase as well, you're building something, but no matter how long it takes, understand you're building something for a reason. You don't need to know the reason. I have been watching this new series, and this happens all the time, even to us. You will get on YouTube and you will discover somebody for the first time, and then you will like the video so much that you add it to your playlist, or you add it to, you know, your subscriptions, and you just binge watch their content. It happens all the time. I do it all the time. I'm always finding new creatives to, you know, follow and support, right? And that's what God is doing with us. That's what God is doing with us. As you are putting these videos out, as you are making the content and putting the content out, there is somebody that is going to need what you are saying in that video. God is going to create an opportunity for that person to have a need, right? They're going to need to be inspired. They're going to need certain information that only you have. They're going to need your personality. They're going to need to see your consistency and your discipline and you showing up even when things are hard. Like, all of what you are experiencing as you build, someone is going to need that. Someone is going to be inspired by that. Somebody is literally going to discover you for the first time, and this whole time you have been building. They're going to look at a video and be like, oh, this is the first time that I've seen a video from this person. But they don't know you've been building. You've been putting out content. You've gotten to the point where now you've reached the milestone of having X amount of followers or X amount of subscribers on YouTube, whatever the case may be. As you build, you will reach the milestones. As you build, the following will increase. As you build, the money will come. So you have to put yourself in that mindset. Another thing that God has been showing me is that for years, I have been giving my gifts away. Literally. Oh, I know how to do that. Let me help you. Oh, you want to build this vision? You want to bring this vision to life? Let me help you. Here's my gift of whatever. Take it. And God has been showing me that although I have been giving my gifts away, although I have been using my gifts, I have been mismanaging them and underutilizing them. I realized that God allowed me to mismanage my gifts and allowed me to underutilize my gifts just to make me realize that I actually am the one who needs me to operate in those gifts. I'm the one that actually needs those gifts. Trying to help other people build their vision and, help them get their content library started and completed takes away time for you to do the same to you or with you. It takes away time that you need to build something on your own. I realized that although I am just now building my content, I realized this is something I've always wanted to do, but I've never taken the time for me. I've never used that gift of singing. I never used that gift of whatever in my business. So God has literally like been reminding me and showing me, you've been allowing people to use you for your gifts. And everybody who I've worked with, you know, some of them had good intentions. Other people did not. Like, they can, like, people literally look at gifted people as a way to use them. Like, there were people in my life who wanted to use me just because they knew I was going to help them. They knew I was going to utilize my gifts for them. And that's something that we have to be careful of in this season. For a long time in my business, I have been trying to look for the clients. I've been trying to find the clients and not allowing the clients to find me. Because me trying to find them is me saying, hey, these are the gifts that I can use to help you. Them finding me is them saying, oh, I need her. I'm looking at her gifts. I'm seeing what she can do. I'm seeing what she's capable of. She's not just telling me what she's capable of, but I have actual proof. I never had anything built on my own. I didn't build anything on my own to where people will come to me and be like, oh, I've seen what you built. Now, can you help me build something on my own? It's always just been the other way around, right? So in God giving me that revelation, it's also a testament to like self-worth. Yeah, you have all these gifts, but do you value those gifts enough to utilize them to build your vision? Do you value those gifts enough to protect them from people who only want to use you? God has been showing me a lot about me, a lot about my gifts, a lot about stewarding my gifts, how to steward over my gifts and not just give them away, right? I realized that in God showing me this, He made me realize that I am a gem. A lot of people can't flow in the prophetic and then go get on stage and start singing. Like, you know, that's not to brag or anything, but the types of gifts that we have, the type of anointing that we have, God specifically gave those gifts for us to give Him glory, not to give everybody else glory, right? God wants to use us in such a way that our gifts, as we are stewarding those gifts are going to be on display. So when people find your content for the first time, when people find you operating in your gifts, they will be able to see, oh, God is with her. Like, you're not going to have to prove yourself to anybody anymore. Hey, look at me. Look at me. Here's what I can do. Let me help you. You don't have to prove yourself to anybody anymore, which is why God is telling you, I need you to steward over your gifts in such a way that you allow me to show you where you need to use these gifts. Let me show you how to use these gifts. You are a gem. Everybody does not need access to your gifts. Everybody does not need access to you. Hello. God has been showing me how to operate as a woman with self-worth, how to treat myself as a creative, how to treat myself as a woman of God. And for a long time, even in relationships, I did not see myself as a gem. I did not see myself as someone who deserves certain treatment, right? So as I'm learning how to navigate that, God has just been showing me like every gift is not meant to be displayed at one time. Like, God has been showing me all of your gifts that you have. You have to let me show you where to use those gifts and how to use them. For so long, we just get comfortable operating in our gifts. Like, I know how to do that. I know how to encourage. I know how to allow the prophecy to flow and this and that. Like, I know how to use my gifts, right? I know when my gifts are, coming out, right? But in this season, God has given a strategy on when to use these gifts and how to use them. And so as I am in my content creation journey, God has been showing me, yes, you are gifted. You have the ability to do a million things, but this is what I want you to focus on. I want you to focus on content. I want you to build up your library. I want you to build up your episodes. I want you to be able to just be consistent in a thing that you've never been consistent in. This is your time. Go full force with it. Like, don't hesitate. Don't hold back. If God is giving you an opportunity to content, create content, do it. Don't worry about the analytics. Don't worry about the views. Don't worry about any of that. Just put it in your mind. I am building something. Sit with God. Ask him to show you what gifts are needed. Ask him to show you how to steward over your gifts. Ask him to show you who you are. Because if you really knew who you were, you wouldn't be giving anything away. Anything. You would know who you are. You would know what you were capable of. You would know what you bring to the table if you really knew who you were. Sit with God. Ask him to show you. Ask him to reveal those parts of yourself to you. So you won't be just out here operating so loosely. So you won't just be out here, you know, wanting a attention or wanting, you know, just whatever. All of the things that you desire are going to come to you. You're not going to have to work or beg anybody or anything for it. God is helping you get to where you need to be. So you don't have to do the hard things. You don't have to figure it out. He's going to do the hard thing. Jesus, he's going to do the heavy lifting for you. All you need to do is just do what he's calling you to do. And that is it. I know it's hard. I know, you know, you compare yourself to people sometimes. I know that the vision is big. I know that it's vast. I know that it gets discouraging sometimes, just wanting to operate in your gifts fully and wanting to live in your vision. I know all about that. Trust me. But understand, you are the gem. You are a hidden gem. That's why God has you hidden right now. That's why you are not visible yet. He's still working on you. He's still working on your heart. But understand that as soon as it's time for him to put that light on you, everything is going to work out. Everything is going to flow. Everything is just going to come to you. The opportunities are going to come. The man is going to come. The relationship is going to come. When you begin operating in your fullness and who God created you to be, everything will come to you. You ain't got to work to get anything. It's going to come to you. So just do what God is calling you to do. Have fun with it. I love filming content. I can be my absolute self. I can be funny. I can be goofy, but I can also be serious and get a message out. I can actually help people, right? So yeah, I'm just in a season, of course, again, to build. We are building here. And I am learning who I am as I build. Sometimes God will literally put you in a season of isolation for you to build, but so he can also reveal to you who you are and who you are not. He will reveal to you your identity, your true, authentic self as you are building. You're going to have to do both. You're going to have to build your content library and you're going to have to build your self-esteem. You're going to have to build your community and you're going to have to build your confidence. Like, it's both working at the same time. It's happening at the same time. And yes, it gets frustrating sometimes. You get depressed. You feel lonely sometimes. But understand there is a reward on the other side of your obedience. There is a reward on the other side of your sacrifice. So I hope this episode was encouraging to you all. Make sure you subscribe. Go ahead and like this video. Make sure you leave a rating. Make sure you leave a review on the podcast. And yeah, I will talk to you guys in my next episode. Bye.